From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson, reading John Muir, Magnificent Tramp, by Rod Miller. Now let's begin with John Muir. Foreword. When a young man, John Muir crafted intricate clocks and other clever devices from wood, and once even invented machinery to mass-produce rake and broom handles. But a Muir legend claims this gifted woodworker so loved trees that he could not himself cut into a living one. While there must have been occasions when he had to chop down a tree, each time he did so, he probably first gritted his teeth and apologized to God. A great mission of his life, after all, was to see to it that there were more live trees than dead ones to serve mankind. And to this end, he influenced four United States presidents to think of living trees. Benjamin Harrison preserved 13 million acres. In 1897, Grover Cleveland set aside 21 million acres of sheltered forest lands. William McKinley contributed several million more. And Theodore Roosevelt signed bills to protect 148 million acres of forested wilderness. Muir even loved trees that had turned to stone. And in 1906, owing largely to his influence, his friend President Roosevelt designated Arizona's petrified forest a national monument. Everything in nature seemed to fascinate him, boy and man, Rod Miller says of this valiant conservationist, and indeed from his boyhood days on the wild and foggy North Sea coast of Scotland to his death in 1914. Muir saw a spirit-rejuvenating quality in the inventions of God.